The Heart Foundation is leading the fight against heart disease. So this September, when our Big Heart Appeal volunteers knock on your door, please give generously or donate today at heartfoundation.org.au/bigheart because your big heart really can help others.
I've just been sent an interesting speech by Alex Douglas, the quite brilliant Dr. Alex Douglas, intellectual, honourable and incorruptible MP in the Queensland Parliament. He's the hope of the side. He made the speech on September 11. And he criticised this woman, Deb Frecklington. What a piece of work she is. And he told the Queensland Parliament he was concerned because Frecklington, quote, comes from an established track record of deceit. He said, quote, previously the member had stated she was opposing Acland Stage 3. This electoral promise was reversed immediately after her success in Nanango. And Dr. Alex Douglas said, the reality is that neither the member for Nanango nor the Deputy Premier, that's Sini, can be trusted in these matters because they hitched their wagons to the big mining groups at the expense of food security, regional economies, and now the water security of Brisbane, Ipswich and Toowoomba. Then you have the Toowoomba Mayor Antonio in an article in the Toowoomba Chronicle on September 11 saying, quote, Mayor Paul Antonio, this is what the article said, wants truckloads of explosives to bypass the city and travel the tunnels of the Toowoomba Second Range Crossing. And the story said, the push has been triggered by the explosion of a truck carrying 52 tonnes of fertiliser near Charleville last week. The blast injured 8 people. Only the higher standard of construction would allow the Toowoomba bypass subways to cater for dangerous goods. The item said, explosives are banned from Brisbane's Clem 7 tunnel, despite its $3 billion price tag. The $543 million Tugan bypass restricts dangerous goods from transport. This is another reason, Councillor Antonio says, why the bypass should be built to the highest standards so it doesn't have any problems carrying that sort of material. Well, perhaps Mayor Antonio can tell us where the money's coming from. And could he tell us also, if there's to be a second range crossing, what the toll might be, given that it's going to be built with taxpayers' money? And can he tell us whether Mr. Wagner is going to have a slice of the deal to build the second range crossing? It may well be, to use the words of Dr. Alex Douglas, that Deborah Frecklington isn't the only person in Queensland politics with an established track record of deceit. You write to me and ask, how does the media swallow all this mining rubbish, especially in New South Wales and Queensland? And you say, well, why aren't we being told the truth about the mining invasion? Why do we have the media saying, oh, but there are farmers happy out there getting $3,000 annually for each gas well that's on their property? Aren't these gas people good people? And aren't the farmers the winners from this big gas? And I tell you that the $3,000 is money paid to shut the farmers up. It's called buying silence. So you have to ask yourself how big mining and big gas gets to control the newspapers and the editors. Well, you see, this is the story. Once there was profit in newspapers, and journalism had teeth. Today there's no money, so journalism is struggling, and they don't have the depth of reporting that they once had. But the mining companies have got PR people coming out of their ears, so newspapers rely on the PR people to feed them copy. And that PR rubbish says that farmers are winners because coal seam gas wells line their pockets with gold, and that's the line they churn out. And Wagner is a winner, and Jones is a whiner. And Grantham never happened because Anna Bligh's mate said so. The capacity of the Australian public to be told the truth by orthodox arms of the media, that capacity has long since passed. I'll tell you something, you'll be told it here. Stay tuned.
The Heart Foundation is leading the fight against heart disease. So this September, when our Big Heart Appeal volunteers knock on your door, please give generously or donate today at heartfoundation.org.au/bigheart because your big heart really can help others.